You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here to talk about Opening the Box, a learning kit program from the Sea Alaska Heritage STEAM program. Welcome to the show, and let's begin with introductions. Becca Sosa, would you please start us off?
Sure. My name is Becca Sosa, and I am the STEAM project manager for Sea Alaska Heritage.
Okay, thank you. Gunashchish. And Eldry Wade, Westmoreland?
Gunashchish, for having us here today. I'm Eldry Westmoreland. I teach STEAM ethnomathematics at Floyd Dryden Middle School.
Thank you. And James White?
Yep. Hi, my name is James White. I'm a PE, life skills, and hunter education teacher at Floyd Dryden Middle School.
Well, it's so great to have all of you here today, and I'm especially excited because I got two boxes, and I got to open them and go through all of the things today, and they're very neat. And so let's just start at the beginning. Opening the Box was an idea inspired by having to shift to a remote learning paradigm. Can you tell us how the idea came about? Becca, I'm going to start with you.
Sure. You know, this project, the Maker Kits that have gone out, is a small part of a larger grant, a three-year grant that's promoting culturally responsive STEAM in Southeast Alaska. And Eldry mentioned her job title. We're also working on these elective classes, STEAM ethnomathematics, at Zantahini and Floyd Dryden. But part of the grant was to host family and community events around culturally responsive STEAM. And, you know, we just couldn't do that this year. And then talking to teachers and talking to families, something that was really missing from school was hands-on projects. So we got a design team together and worked on, you know, these are the first two in a series of four kits that are going to go out that provide hands-on opportunities to every middle schooler that we were able to fund through the grant.
Eldry or James, were either of you a part of the concept of this program?
I would, yes, I think we both were a part of the concept under the guidance of Becca and SHI, and we were able to reach out to many of our staff members and other teachers within the district to really question and get through that hump of virtual learning and how do we engage our students with authentic cultural, academic, you know, making and creating. And time was certainly a common theme that as classroom teachers, we were feeling a lot of pressure for meeting the requirement of preparing hands-on activities and learning opportunities for our students and not being able to have them in person. And so really, community-wide with SHI and the Juneau School District, we were able to come up with, I think, a really exciting opportunity for students to engage.
I'm curious as to how the contents of the maker kits were selected, how the activities were designed. Maybe, Becca, would you maybe tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, as we were looking at those events turned into kits and what student needs really are right now, and thinking about the standards we need to address and what science and math, and the conversation kept coming back to values and just how we can support families getting through what's been a really hard time for everybody, and got back down to some core cultural values that SHI operates by. And being able to share traditional values that have been the core of being here for 10,000 years, and being able to share those with all of our families, and an integrated approach to really getting kids to dig into those, look at traditional solutions to a lot of the problems that I think have been faced in our past here with isolation. And, you know, this kit was based on Hachletzni, and just digging into strength. It all just felt really relevant to start with those cultural values. And so we have the four that SHI has identified as our institutional values. And then each kit began with a conversation, kind of digging into those values and How do we see them in day-to-day life? How can we give kids an experience to explore them and then express them themselves, which is the idea behind each one of the making projects. And then kind of getting into the more concrete, like let's give them an experience with a reading. Let's give them some art that they can reflect on. Let's have some hands-on science experiments and then give them an opportunity to make something. So each kit kind of follows that same progression with those key elements that all starts from that value that we're looking into. I don't know if James and Eldry can talk a little bit more about
Since we haven't heard from James yet, I was wondering if he could give us an example of one of the activities or talk a little bit about what was in one of the kits. So to make sure I got this right, they're hands-on, they're STEAM-based, and they incorporate and teach Native core cultures and values. So how does that all look?
There's a variety of ways that teachers can kind of use this, but really is kind of self-paced for the kids, and we try to build on that interest within themselves and then provide opportunities for them to kind of find that value. It's pretty easily supported through technology. We've got QR codes that the kids can use their phones to follow YouTube tutorials and videos. The boxes show up when we packaged the first ones as gifts to them when we first got them out around the Christmas holidays. I'm really excited about the second one that we're doing right now as a PE teacher and getting to talk about strength and not just physical strength, but mental and spiritual strength. I think it's something that as kids are so involved in games, I teach life skills and we talk about the importance of having a positive mental attitude through challenges. And the kids are super resilient, and it's been really cool to see their varieties of ways that they've been building on their strength. And for many of them, it's through games. And although they don't have the same outlets as they may, or other kids are using, the opportunities to do technology a little bit more, it's a chance to kind of highlight what that is for them and also talk about the history. The cultures of this community have been through some very challenging times, and, cultures have survived through game. Languages and arts have survived through games. And so for the kids to have a history of what that is, to see that, the cultures of this community, the Hingat culture, have survived through things much more challenging than even the pandemic, through play and through challenge and through them engaging in these physical challenges, but also just challenging themselves, is a really cool thing to be a part of. And especially as a PE teacher, when we can kind of work with the holistic approach, not just one part of it, it's a really cool thing to see. I'm really grateful for that.
Eldry, what would you add to that? You've used kits with students as well.
With the Wooshyach kit that we delivered in December, really looking at that balance, that social and spiritual balance that students have within their communities. It was really exciting to work through those with students because we were able to have access and invite local community knowledge bearers in their different fields that just gave this time to talk to students about their mask designs, the materials they used, how as our local community members found outside of their normal job ways to create and engineer using all of the skills and the very real need to use masks for protection, and how the transfer of air droplets works. And so being able to build that in and have local knowledge bearers share with us their experience for students was very powerful for them.
Yeah. James, what would you like to add?
Yeah, I think one of the real highlights of all of this is, relevancy. We're not recreating the wheel. These are things that have been a part of this community for thousands of years, as Becca said, since time immemorial. So, it's about teachers and educators and people looking outside of their, maybe narrow view to see what's already existing and what's already there. And, for us as teachers within this pandemic system, I think it's really challenged us to be more responsive to our students' needs And really that comes through designing and providing relevancy to what the kids want and what's important to them now.
Yeah, and I really like both of these kits a lot. I can certainly see the appeal. I mean, I'm not a student anymore, but I love them. What I liked about the Wooch Yak kit is that, you know, it came with a journal, which they will use throughout the course of the four other kits that are coming, some artwork. The core cultural value is maintaining spiritual and social balance, and the activities is making a mask, so it's like a sewing activity. And then there's also a science experiment that they have the materials to do as well. And it just all comes together, you know, very nicely. So great concept, great execution. I enjoyed looking through it a lot. I did not know what the pipe cleaners were for. Becca, do you want to?
They were optional. We've seen them used as nose bridges in mask design.
I get that now. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. So that was everything I think that was in the first kit. And it's that everything they need: a tape measure, fabric, sewing kit, scissors to make the mask, and instructions in the. The instructions were great. And instructions also contained a story that, you know, that taught about the core cultural principle. So really well done. And the second kit was really similar in the sense that it had a lot of this. It followed that same formula. That one appealed to me a little bit more because the game, the stick game, it looked like a lot of fun to make. And I especially loved how both the kits included an element of learning outside, like going outside. It was a major part of both of the kits and part of the activities that they do. So anyway, that's just been my experience with opening the kits and going through it. Eldrie and James, you've both worked with students who received boxes. So what kind of reactions did you see from the students? Eldrie, you can start.
The students were excited to get something that was not tied to school or a grade. It was received in a way that was a gift for them to use, and we have been able to incorporate a lot of these elements within our classroom, and we know that the students have all of the materials, so many of our science teachers or social studies, language arts, have been able to build upon the stories or the pieces that are in there. But for the students, it was just an excitement when they were given something for them, for their use. And as a teacher, my excitement came in realizing that I became the learner. They were able to share their self-driven experience, their learning experiences, and come back and share with us what they did. And students are still wearing their masks that they created, and some have even gone on to create more, you know, in different designs that they've shared out.
I'm not much of a seamstress, so I don't know if I will attempt the mask or pass that on to a colleague, but that's really great to hear. The fabric is very cool, so I was excited to see that. James, how about you? What kind of reactions did you see your students have to these kits?
Yeah, you know, it was really a nice way to just make connections with kids in the beginning. I, you know, ended up going out and delivering a few to the kids that weren't able to make it into the schools, and just seeing that we cared and that we were thinking about them, whether they were, you know, online or what. You know, I've been able to help kind of kick this next kit off within my PE classes, and have really great opportunities to work with some of the resources in our community. Kyle Wuerl is our cultural specialist at our school and also a world-renowned MINO athlete. And he came in over the last few days and took the kids through the events. We talked about the relevancy and the history behind the survival skills, communication skills that these are really rooted in, talking about the games of the North. And I think, you know, it also gives us an opportunity as teachers to see the independence that these kids have and that they want. As Eldrie was saying, you know, providing them these gifts to then have them synthesize them and make them their own. You know, they get a chance to kind of see the basics of the history of where this has come, and then they can adapt that and design it into being something that fits for them. There's a lot of value in that for teachers to be able to learn that kind of, trust and giving the kids that opportunity to be independent learners, which I think we all really want.
Did students and educators have an opportunity to provide feedback after these first couple kits for the next two kits?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that. There is actually, in the kits, there's a link to a feedback survey. We're very anxious to hear what families, we would love to hear directly from families what they think and how they're using the kits. The next two are still in that design process, so it's a great time to give input. And the same thing for teachers, you know, we've done our best to reach out directly and have these conversations, but that form is just a universal, anybody that has input can send some feedback that way. And it's also just great for us to get a sense of who's using the kits and something to report back to our funders to say this kind of opportunity is really important and we should keep offering it. Even after the pandemic, I think these being able to integrate it somehow with those family supplies and having such consistency in how we're providing to schools is really nice.
Another big part of the kit. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention, there is another part too. James was talking about the Games of the North and those connections. Each kit also has some associated online events. So SHI is putting on, each kit has a Meet the Experts where we bring in professionals with careers that tie back into those values. And they're able to talk about how they got to where they are. Just great role models from within our communities. And they're all Alaska-based professionals. So this coming Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., we'll have Andy Lee, who's a pretty well-known basketball coach, but does a lot of really significant counseling work, and Meta DeWitt, who is an ethnobotanist, joining us to talk about health and wellness. And then the following Friday, we're doing a very cool, there's a viewing party for Games of the North. So we'll have it up on YouTube Live from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're really hoping that families can use it as a Friday movie night, get some popcorn out. And then we have a panel with some current NYO athletes and some specialists that can really talk about the history of the games and answer questions for any family that's on there. The chat will be live and we can ask questions as we go. And we'll have a chance to actually hear from our panelists before and after the movie. And then the following Friday, we have a maker from Canada who's going to talk about his game, Nunami, that is a values-based game that he developed to really talk about balance in our relationship with the land. And it is a game you can buy on Amazon, but one that, sort of community member, just like you or I, wanted to see a different game that was really based in his values as a First Nations person in Canada. And so he designed it himself. He had access to a 3D printer at his local school. He used that to come up with some prototypes, did his first Kickstarter, failed. You'll hear the rest of the story of how it got to where it is. But I'm so excited to bring his story to Southeast and let him share and hopefully have some students ask questions as he goes. So those three events are open to anybody that wants to sit in and join their on the Sea Alaska Heritage. There'll be YouTube Live for us, and the link is right on the same page that all of the resources with the kits are.
It's amazing how much is actually contained within these kits. It goes so far beyond the materials. And so I have a couple more questions. One of them is about the stories, because each kit has a nice long story associated with the core cultural value of the kit. In Thlinkit and in English, I think they were both in Thlinkit, and they're incredible. Like they're long for one, and they're fully translated in both languages. And I was so impressed with that. So, for James and Eldry, do you think these stories, these core cultural values, would some of the students that received these boxes have been exposed to them if as part of like a regular school curriculum, if not for these boxes?
I would say it kind of depends. The story of Duke Tooth, I believe, the strong man, you know, that story is regional, but told in different ways. You know, you can walk around Juneau and see totems that represent that story. There's some well-known graphic novels. I think that you would see the Amalia story on the Clan House in the Walter Soboloff Center. But, you know, I mean, as a kid that grew up in this community, until I really understood the meaning and the history behind all of that, that was able to make some of the connections within the art and the stories. I mean, it's all intertwined. So I think the more kids see it, the more kids hear it in different ways, the more it kind of stands and has more of an impact for them. You know, I think that connecting it to the art, you know, there's some really amazing artwork David Lang did. For this kit, you get a chance to see the community is really connected within this and represented in so many ways. And as an educator, you know, that's what we want to see is we're helping the community as they're uplifting us through this difficult time that we're doing the same thing. And it's all coming through with the kids.
LG, would you add anything to that?
I would just continue on with what James was sharing, you know, and Sam Amboy in the Wuxiuk kit, Michaela Goad is the illustrator, and she just received the Kazakot Award for the We Are Water Protectors, and it just was exciting to have stories that our community, we know in these different contexts, to see them alive and current still and brought to new platforms, and that our students are connecting, and they knew who this illustrator was, and they were excited to see that. So for me, the knowledge is here within our community, and it's an opportunity for our students to see it living knowledge. It's not something that is a cultural value that's from a long time ago, and it's right now, and they're seeing it in their world.
Well, I just want to thank you all so much for answering my questions about these kits today and sharing all this fantastic information. I understand that around 1,300 of these kits have been sent out. Is that a total of 1,300 over two rounds, or two rounds of 1,300? Yep, Rebecca's saying two rounds of 1,300. Who helps you put all these together?
I would just like to say we have a wonderful team at SHI that really goes above and beyond. And we've been lucky enough to work with the Alaska Fellows, who are also in town. We had to find really creative solutions to manufacturing things during a pandemic. When we weren't set up to manufacture things ahead of time, we didn't have space. And so building all those community partnerships, working with Tlingit and Haida, we used the bingo hall. We hired the Alaska Fellows to spend an entire weekend packaging things up. And then really working with the schools on the distribution to kids. I mean, the Herculean effort that they have put into everything they've done this year, and then on top of that, delivering these individual supplies, can't say thank you to our teachers and our schools enough.
I just think it's truly an amazing example of a community effort and collaboration and teamwork. Not only like figuring out what is going to go in the boxes and drawing in all the different elements that it contains to actually physically putting the boxes together and shipping them off to Angoon, Sitka, Huna, Wrangell, Klawak, and Juneau. I'm just so impressed. Well, we're coming to the end of our time here. Gunoschich again to all of you for being with me today. I'll give you all three one last chance to add any thoughts that you have or say anything that I didn't ask you about. And James, we'll start with you.
Gunoschich for the time. Opportunities to share the value of our community and seeing that teachers are embracing this opportunity. And supporting our students while also feeling supported by the community is really priceless. I'm grateful for being a part of this community and being a part of a school system that supports these kind of ideas and getting it out to not just this community, but this entire region.
Thanks. Eldrie, how about you?
goodness, for this time and the space where we can come together and just uplift our students, our families, our teachers. This is an amazing community. I'm honored to be a part of it, and just goodness, sheesh.
Okay, and Becca.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can say it enough, goodness, sheesh, and thank you too to everybody that has been involved in this process from the beginning. You know, there's lots of individuals that gave design input, our advisory committee that worked on this, and you know, there's regional involvement in all of that. And then even just other individuals that were able to share ideas, and that gets back out to the families. I do hope we hear from you. That input form is there for people that want to just say hi and say you're using it, or if you want to see something else, let us know. And if you're not comfortable using that, you can always call SHI or send me an email. We have rebecca.soza@cealaska.com. We would love to hear from you and other ideas on how we can be supporting our youth and our families.
Excellent. Gunosh Chish again. And Gunosh Chish to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute for sharing two of the kits with KTOO. We really appreciated it. I love these kits, and I look forward to sharing them with some of my colleagues. So again, James White.
We hope to see a kickstand up in the office soon.
I bet everyone would try to use it. Becca Sosa, Eldry Ward, Westmoreland, and James White all on that interview today. Thanks again, and take care and good luck with the rest of the kits.